Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Also, Fan weather tomorrow, it should be about 55 around game time. Decent weather. Could be a chance of rain tomorrow and Sunday with temps in the mid-50s, but all things considered, I would call that good football weather for both days. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I have said that I'm pretty cautious. Cautiously optimistic is kind of a wussy phrase by me, but whatever. Like, I have some legitimate optimism that Pitt can beat Notre Dame. I think, as in most college football games where one team is a double-digit dog, rare is the occasion where the odds makers have it, like, completely messed up if the spread is that much. Usually that means that one team is pretty clearly better than the other. They'll occasionally get it wrong when it's, like, a three-point spread, but typically, if it's up to 12, the people out in the desert, Brent Musburger's friends in the desert, have a pretty good handle on it. It doesn't mean that the team that's favored is infallible, of course. That's why we have upsets. That's why sometimes people like make lots of money predicting upsets, etc. But it absolutely is a game I have some optimism about because I think Pitt just needs to have a couple things go their way, maybe some turnover luck, and maybe just an off game from one or both of Notre Dame's big-time running backs, and they'll be right there. Like, I really believe Pitt, which is more of an efficient offense than it is this massive big play outfit right now, can hang with Notre Dame. They don't have the physical manpower, they don't have the talent, but they're close enough to muck this up and to make it close at the end, which is really all you ask for if you're the underdog here, especially playing at home. Conversely, and this has been bugging me all week since Pony started crowing about it, and if you head to our PM Team podcast page later today and want to check out our picks, the source of our shame bets, like Pony having to produce an entire show, Pony once having to wear a sandwich board outside a Pitt game that made fun of Jim Boeheim. That was a basketball game. You can hear our picks. He picked 38-3 Steelers, which coincidentally is the exact score he picked of the last Steelers-Bengals game, the outcome of which was definitely not 38-3, the outcome of which was 33-31 Bengals, and resulted in him getting his nipples pierced almost exactly on the spot where I sit right now. I had NFL Network on. They had some of their insiders. They happened to be, when I was just walking around here at Mike's Beer Bar, and by the way, you should get down here, come see us today. Mark Cabali set to join me on location here in about a half hour's time, or 40 minutes time, I should say. They had the game on, and they were doing the game picks, and every person had Steelers winning. Some of them had them winning close. Some of them had them winning by two scores. And there are times when I have a differing opinion from the masses, and I think, man, I just must be the idiot here. I should reconsider it. And then there are times where I just cannot wrap my head around why so many people not only have the view that they do of this game or a particular game, but the confidence level they have in that view. And that is absolutely how I'm feeling about Steelers-Bengals. Like, I have tried to suss out why there is such optimism that the Steelers are going to win this game, that they're going to get to 6-4, and not that it's necessarily going to be easy, but that it feels like a pretty clear decision for people. And the best I can come up with is this. Hey, Joe Flacco has played one road game, and it was the worst game he started of the four. His team lost the game. They only scored 18 points. He's playing on the road here. The Steelers have had a month to stew over that particular loss, and they'll figure out a way to slow him down. Oh, and by the way, grass. I think the three home games, obviously, in Cincy are on field turf. And so there's maybe this thought that the Bengals aren't going to be as explosive on a slower track, that maybe they won't run the ball as well on the Steelers in this game. And to all of that, I say, what are you watching? For real, what are you watching? What is there about the way the Steelers have been bamboozled by Joe Flacco that calls to mind or that suggests that they have figured him out? What is there about the Steelers' defense recently that suggests they figured anything out? They are one defense when they turn teams over. They are another defense altogether when they don't. And Joe Flacco hasn't really been forced into turnovers very often lately. He took 30 minutes to get ready against the, or not get ready, but to get warmed up to the action against the Packers. And he wasn't good for those 30 minutes. They had something like 23 plays that netted 65 yards. After halftime of that game, they went touchdown, field goal, touchdown. They had like 195 yards on 36 plays. They were moving the ball on a very good defense, and they were moving it with relative ease and consistency. And maybe they get to a point where they can actually try to execute an onside kick and win the game if their guy misses or if their kicker makes a field goal to cut it to a one-score game. Mike Tomlin was asked about how he wanted to try and stop Joe Flacco, how he was going to go about keeping the ball out of Ja'Marr Chase's hands. I'm paraphrasing, but his answer was, we're going to try to get him to throw it to other people. Oh, cool, okay. Hey, Chris, how are you going to, I don't know. How are you going to avoid, I'm trying to think of like an analog for real life. Chris, how are you going to find a hat that fits your head? Well, I'm going to just make sure I buy a big hat. I'm just gonna put a hat on and hope it fits. I don't even know. Here's the Tomlin clip. Thank you, Charlie Borges. Good producing here. This is the Tomlin clip when he was asked about like stopping and getting the ball to somebody other than Ja'Marr Chase, or just making sure that Ja'Marr Chase basically doesn't go completely insane.
You know, make him throw the ball elsewhere. But when you make him throw the ball elsewhere, it's guys like T. Higgins that are capable of getting you as well. They've got big-time talent. They're unique in the ways that they distribute him the ball. They got some RPO football where they have some call runs. If you load the box, they'll throw him the ball on the perimeter. It might not be significant. It might be 5 or 6 yards here, but it keeps him engaged and included in what it is that they're doing. And dynamic players like that, man, they got to touch it. And so the more he touches it, the more impactful he's going to be on the game. And so it starts first and foremost, we're working to minimize his touches. You don't always have control of that. But when he does touch the ball, you certainly have to tackle the catch because he's one of the best run after guys on the planet. And that's without question.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Try to get them to throw other people the ball. But the other people are good too. Yes, that inspires confidence in me, the Steelers fan, that they're going to figure out a way that they have some novel scheme cooked up. I will stress here that I am not one of those people that expects full transparency or even much transparency during these press conferences, but answering a question about keeping the ball out of a particular player's hands by saying, well, we're going to try to keep it out of his hands, basically, and make them throw it to other people. Oh, but those other people are really good, too. Does not fill me with confidence. Does not imbue me with belief. And yet, I get the sense, maybe people are also falling back on the idea that the NFL is a weird, unpredictable thing, that on a week-to-week basis, the league often produces or generates results that don't make a ton of sense, that most teams are just inherently better at home. That is true. I get it. If you factor in, though, the idea that the Steelers are getting the typical three-point home bump that is generally built in to every line, like assume that if a team is a home team and they're favored, that 3 points of that favorite status is home cooking, then really the odds makers think this is probably a field goal game. And certainly when I think about it, I don't envision the Steelers stopping Joe Flacco. I don't envision the Steelers bottling up Ja'Marr Chase. No one really has, to be fair to them. He's had big games right after that game, not quite as big, not quite as absurd numbers-wise, not quite as absurd targets-wise, but he's had big games. And then I assume T. Higgins getting his, too. They won't have Jalen Ramsey trying to check him. He's going to play free safety. Maybe that helps a little bit on the back end, but like, where's the optimism spring from? I don't get it. 412-928-9370 if you want to chime in on that, why you're optimistic about the Steelers heading into this game. I'm scratching my head. Fan text line, that is 412-928-9370, by the way, is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The only maybe tangible thing that I will concede from that game that might have affected Flacco's ability to torch them the way he did was this. They did nothing the Bengals did in the first quarter of that football game. That is a fact. It's hard to remember because things went so sideways so quickly after that that it just kind of blots out the fact that the Steelers really did jump out to a quick lead and looked like they might make short work of Cincinnati. But then they got the ball going on the ground, and maybe there is some truth to the idea that if you're giving up 10 yards a carry to Chase Brown, it's going to throw out of whack everything else you want to do. Especially if you're coached by Mike Tomlin, which of course is the case on defense, and his obsession with the run is borderline frightening, stopping the run. Maybe if you're able to bottle up Chase Brown better than you did, you get to Joe Flacco more often. But it feels like some of the stuff that made that outcome the way it was is baked into how both of these teams are going to approach this game. I don't think the Steelers are going to change their defensive stripes that much. I don't think the Bengals are really going to change much of what they do. Ja'Marr Chase just gave away the game after the last one. Oh, we knew what they were going to do, and we were hoping that they would. I think the Steelers are going to maybe play a little bit more up on the line of scrimmage, maybe play a little bit more zone, maybe try to make Joe Flacco think a little bit back there. I think those are all possibilities. But nothing he's shown so far in four games and nothing they've shown so far since that Bengals game suggests to me that some rapid turnaround is on the horizon. But again, it's the NFL, and so maybe I'm the idiot here because that's how Vegas gets built, basically, right? People like me think they know something, confidently predict something, and are left feeling stupid in the end. Let's get Ben in Cannonsburg because we got Bryant McFadden joining us coming up next, a guy who probably was like hurting on behalf of all cornerbacks when he watched what Ja'Marr Chase did to the Steelers last time. We'll talk to him at 3:15, but let's get Ben in Cannonsburg in now on this. What's up, man?
Hey, man. Appreciate the call. I think you pretty much said it. He's not going to give anything away about this Cincinnati game, right? I mean, Tomlin went in there. He gave as little as he could. You think they haven't been game planning for Cincinnati since that last game? I mean, how many touches did Ja'Marr Chase get? There's got to be a solution there, and I don't think he'd let it out. I don't think he'd say it. Appreciate it.
Do you really? Okay, hold on. You've watched this team. You clearly are a keen observer. You're listening to a sports talk show. You really believe, based on what you've seen this team's defense do or not do, that they've got something up their sleeve that's really going to work?
I truthfully do. After the last 2 weeks, that defense has kind of come around a little bit. We know that defense is good. In my opinion, I think it's if the offense and defense can piece it together, right? We can't have the offense on the field for half the game and expect them to be able to torch a team like Cincinnati. I mean, Joe Burrow's looks human with Joe Flacco in there. Those receivers are studs. But if we can keep the offense on the field and keep our defense fresh, I think that we're going to have an answer for.
All right, appreciate it, Ben. I mean, the one thing I will say about this game from that standpoint that I agree with from Ben's call is I do think the Steelers' offense should be able to get back on track. The Bengals' defense sucks. There are some funny stats. Would you like to guess how many teams in the history of the NFL have both scored 38 points or more while also giving up 500 yards or more in consecutive games and losing both? It's one. It's the Bengals. Joe Flacco just had a game that no one else has had in the history of the league for quarterbacks 40 and older, 450 at least in passing yardage and at least four touchdowns. No one's ever done that before. Flacco did it last week. They still lost. That is how bad that defense is. I guess that has to give me at least a little bit of faith. Brian McFadden is going to join us coming up next, former Steelers corner, of course. We'll get his take not only on what he saw last week from the Steelers against the Chargers, especially Aaron Rodgers, but also if he, like many others out there, I don't think I'm making a straw man. I know Pony is very bullish on the Steelers' chances. I want to find out whether BMAC feels the exact same way, that he thinks this is going to be a big-time revenge spot for the Steelers and that they're going to get it done. That's coming up here. We got a Charlie Borges fan headline right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.